I'm David Cataforis with another Art Minute from the Spencer Museum of Art. A painted wood sculpture in the Spencer collection represents a box for shipping Heinz tomato ketchup. Nearly identical in appearance to the cardboard supermarket original, it is one of many similar box sculptures that Andy Warhol produced in the mid-1960s, assembly line fashion, at his New York studio known as The Factory. With assistance from Gerard Malanga and Billy Linich, the artist painted plywood boxes constructed by professional carpenters and silkscreened them with product logos. For Brillo's soap pads, Mott's apple juice, Kellogg's cornflakes, Del Monte peaches, Campbell's tomato juice, and Heinz ketchup. When he first exhibited the boxes in 1964 at New York's Stable Gallery, Warhol piled them in high stacks evocative of packed grocery distribution centers, and he suggested that potential collectors could buy them by the stack. The imitative boxes provoked vehement criticism for their celebration of ordinary commercial subject matter and did not sell well. But now collectors and museums prize them as key examples of pop art. With thanks to Sean Barker for his text, from the Spencer Museum of Art, I'm David Cataforis.
Art Minute is a co-production of Kansas Public Radio and the Spencer Museum of Art at the University of Kansas.